I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Sunday morning. A new children's book shares the story of a lost peregrine falcon, while at the same time providing a guided tour of Cincinnati landmarks. Author Susan Sachs Levine shares the story of Harriet's Homecoming, a high-flying tour of Cincinnati, in about 20 minutes. And later, David Doherty tells you about the nonprofit Education at Work, which helps college students with a job and tuition incentives to help defray the high cost of higher education. The election is over, and President Obama will remain in the White House for 4 more years. This morning, Marianne Zalesnik talks with WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson about how the race was won and what we can expect as the parties gear up for the midterm elections in 2014.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Marianne.
Well, it's been a busy past week for you especially, along with a bunch of candidates, I'd say. A big win for President Obama. What is that going to mean for the future of the Republican Party?
Well, I think the Republican Party is going to have to sit back and take a deep breath and start thinking about, you know, where they're going as a party. They don't want to become the party of white males, because that's the portion of the population that's shrinking. They have to find a way to be able to attract Latino voters, more African-American voters, and more women voters, because President Obama did very well among women voters this year.
Now, do you think that the Republican Party had a rough time just because of their candidate? We've heard some stories that Mitt Romney never really appeared likable to some.
Well, I think that's part of it, and I think it's also goes back to the primary battle. They had a pretty tough primary battle, and Mitt Romney, you know, emerged from it as a nominee. But it was people like Newt Gingrich in South Carolina who started running ads beating up on Mitt Romney as a vulture capitalist, and you know, his work at Bain Capital that hurt him, and Rick Santorum's attacks from the social conservative side hurt him. So he was damaged goods coming out of the primary elections. Now, he had an opportunity to rebuild and to try to let the American people get to know him a little better, because one of the things about presidential elections is it's not all about policy. It's all about, it's partially about who do you like, who do you trust, who do you think, you know, is on your side. And the Romney campaign, I think, failed to make that case to enough people to be able to swing this election.
You talk about how he came out as damaged goods. President Obama came to the election with some issues as well.
Sure.
How did he manage to turn that around and succeed?
Well, I think what he did was, number one, he had a ground organization that was in place from the day after the 2008 election all the way up to Election Day this year. It was there. It was called Organizing for America. And they were involved in many campaigns in many states, including Ohio, where they were involved in the Senate Bill 5 repeal last year. And they knew how to organize. And all they had to do during the primary season was sit back and watch the Republicans tear each other apart. Now, President Obama, of course, was dealing with a very, very slow economic recovery, much too slow for the liking of most Americans. But in the end, a bare majority of Americans gave him the benefit of the doubt and bought into the argument that, look, I inherited the biggest economic mess in the history of the country since the Great Depression, and it's going to take more than 4 years to fix this.
What happens with that organization now? Does it stay in place? Will it be transferred to the next Democrat that wants to run?
That's an interesting question, because, you know, it was all formed in 2008 around Barack Obama and the excitement that he caused, particularly among African-American voters, among young people. And it's going to be hard to sustain that. I don't think you're ever going to see quite the kind of ground organization that Barack Obama put together in an American election, probably for a long time.
But it's interesting, although the president can't run again, he has a very keen interest in the 2014 election.
Yes.
So do you anticipate that he'll keep that group going so they can try to get him perhaps more Democrats in the House?
That's a very good point. And they will try to do that. And, you know, the House is going to be very difficult because the Republicans have a substantial lead. But you will see that happen in 2014. And not only in terms of Congress, but in terms of the state houses, you know, electing Democratic governors and Democratic state legislators, which also would help him advance his agenda.
Let's take a turn here and look a little more at Ohio in terms of the U.S. Senate race, which was certainly, as many would describe it, ugly and vitriolic. I think that was a fair description.
Yes.
by many, between Josh Mandel, the Republican, and incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown. A lot of outside money coming in for both candidates, more perhaps for Mandel.
Oh, yes.
But he didn't win. Why not?
Well, he didn't win because they didn't make the compelling case, you know, that Sherrod Brown was a detriment to the economic growth of Ohio. Ohio's economy is doing slightly better than the national average. I had the Ohio Republican Party chairman tell me that if Mitt Romney had won Ohio by, say, 3 percentage points, Josh Mandel might have been able to carry along and win by a small margin. But, of course, that did not happen. And Sherrod Brown jumped in on that Obama organizational bandwagon and rode that. And it helped him as much as it helped Barack Obama.
But they were not necessarily seen a lot together during the campaign, or were they?
No, they didn't have to be. It was a matter of, you know, the Obama ground operation getting Democrats out to the polls, Democratic voters, whether they were African Americans, young people, women. And when they voted, they were going out to vote for Barack Obama. But when they get to that second spot on the ballot, they would also vote for Sherrod Brown.
It's hard to believe. I actually did see someone post the day after the election on Facebook or in some article. I believe it was someone from the Republican Party who said, yeah, this election is over, but it's just 1,100 some odd days until the Iowa caucuses.
That's exactly right.
Are both of the parties already looking for candidates?
Well, I'm sure they are. And I'm sure they're, you know, it'll be interesting to see who the first national political figure of either party who decides he has to suddenly go to the Iowa State Fair. And, you know, it's going to start up fairly quickly again.
Who do you think they're looking at? Do you have any ideas?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell at this point. There are a lot of people out there that, you know, the Republicans may want to try something different. I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody like Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio run for the nomination in 2016. On the Democratic side, a lot of people talk about Hillary Clinton as a possibility, but my guess is it's going to come out of the state houses that we're going to see governors running against governors in 2016.
You think you'll see any of the people that ran for the Republican nomination back?
I doubt it, seriously. I think it's going to be a new group of people. I mean, Ron Paul may well run again because, you know, Ron Paul runs not so much to win, but as to get his message out.
Howard, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
I want to remind you that you can read Howard Wilkinson's Politically Speaking column every Sunday at WVXU.org. Howard is WVXU's political reporter. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.